Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast.
It's all very dramatic.
Yes, it is. We're your hosts. That's Krista. I'm Brandon. And we're going to get right into it.
We are. If you hear purring, also, one of our cats is just sitting here purring very loudly. So I can't edit that out. So that's going to be a thing.
You probably can't hear, but he is purring.
When I edit, I frequently hear a cat purring.
They're very happy kitties,
they are,
okay?
Yeah. This is Hitchcock. Say hi, Hitchcock.
Hi, Hitchcock.
Okay, Brandon, we are not going to do a super long episode, theoretically.
Theoretically.
So let's jump into it. What are you drinking?
I am drinking some delicious local beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Trees Don't Move.
Yep, because they don't.
Because they don't.
You did have to explain that to me, because well, I'm not a skier.
I'm pretty sure I've explained this on the podcast before, but Trees Don't Move is a reference to both skiing and mountain biking.
That's right.
When you're taking your line down the mountain, trees don't move.
You better move because the trees won't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I am drinking the same thing.
I poured it for you.
Yes, you did. We got a growler.
We did get a growler. We went.
We do that.
We went for some red curry Thai deliciousness.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. Do you have a nerd thing this week?
We plan our vacations. We are a travel podcast.
Yes, this is true.
We plan our vacations well in advance.
Because I am a teacher and we have X amount of days that we can use. Yeah,
you need to have, you're a very organized person
this
in
is
general
true. Yes.
as well.
This is true.
But you have very limited days. And as an accountant, my days are also limited. So
yes, they're more movable.
The crossover is...
Yeah,
kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So we are going to Alaska this summer.
Yep.
And we're going to California this fall.
Yep.
And then next summer.
Yeah.
We are going to La Prairie.
Oui.
You're learning already.
That's what I got.
Yeah. So my nerd thing is I've switched my Duolingo to French.
From.
High Valerian.
Yeah, I was like, I think it was nerdier before.
It was a little nerdier before. It was much less useful. French is much easier. I actually know very bad French.
So last summer, we were in a bunch of different places in Europe, and one of the towns we were in was technically in France.
It's Strasbourg.
Oui.
Which does not sound French at all.
No.
That's because it was fought over by Germany and France. It's on
Which
the border.
Makes sense. Yeah.
It's on the border of Germany and
but
France.
But there was a lot of French, obviously,
it was,
there.
It is in France now, and it is French.
And you, I was really surprised by how much you knew.
I felt like I've never felt comfortable in a foreign language speaking country. Even like Spanish is okay.
I'm pretty comfortable in Spanish.
That was the first time I was in a French forward mm-hmm. place, and I actually felt semi-comfortable. I know bad French.
Awesome.
I will never say I'm fluent, mm-hmm. But yeah, bad, like, I can read it, and I can say, bibliothèque.
See, I know what that is.
je suis fatigué.
Which is?
I'm tired.
Okay. That makes sense. Fatigued. Yeah, okay.
Stuff like that. Like,
okay, yeah.
But you were able to read some signs.
I
switched my Duolingo so I can maybe be a little better.
Which is good because I'm debating switching and I don't know if that I'm going to. I do Spanish.
I mean, Spanish is also a very good thing to learn because there's so many cool Spanish countries.
Yeah,
I feel like I have a leg up on the French thing.
I feel like you do, and I feel like I'll just follow you around.
Which is weird because I was horrible at French in school.
But it's somewhere
but
in your
it's
brain.
It's somewhere deep inside.
See, I grew up in Alberta where we did not have French.
Oh, why? What happened?
Well, actually, French was offered as an option class only when you got to grade 7. And when I was in grade 7, I took one semester of it as an option class, and then they cut it. So I was so excited. I had been looking forward to taking
it
French.
It was non-optional to grade 8, where I was
Which is why it's
school.
Locked in your brain.
And then I took it in grade 9, semi-optionally, and almost failed it. And then I did not take it again.
Well,
but it's still in there,
you know,
somewhere.
Basically, like, traveler's French.
Oh, right. I can do traveler's French. Yeah. I can even speak in the back of my throat and get a little bit of a French accent.
Nice.
pretend French. They'll roll their eyes at me in France. Right. But that's fine.
But that is exciting because it's like linking up with our travel stuff.
It is a travel podcast.
Exactly. And I'm just
allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm just going to follow you around in France.
I mean, you do that.
We. There we go.
You do that in Disneyland.
I do. It's my favorite. So our favorite, it's the most accurate thing ever. And it's like every couple at Disneyland. And there's always one who's like, okay, so we've got a lightning lane for 2:00. And then after that, we can probably grab a churro. And then after that, if we hurry, we can book the...
And then the other partner is like, nothing can stop us now. And I just say, shh, sing your song. Because
I'll be like, Brandon, where are we going? And you go, shh, sing your song. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm walking along going, nothing can stop us now. Because it's so accurate.
It happens. It's okay.
Though. You're fine with it, though, because you're just how happy I am. Like,
you can't have two people that are trying to do...
No.
Do the planning and stuff, because then you would butt heads.
Yeah.
And so someone has to sing the song.
And I do most of the planning in, like, day-to-day existence. And then we go on vacation, and I'm just like, here are the reins. You do all the things.
And I'm like...
So that is very exciting and very nerdy. Speaking of planning and stuff like that, you want to know my nerd thing?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Okay, I have two. One is more nerdy, and one is more what's taking up all my thoughts.
Okay.
Do you want the more nerdy fun?
Let's go nerdy.
New update for Dreamlight Valley dropped this last week.
There was, yeah.
On Wednesday. One of my favorite updates ever, because Pocahontas is now in the game.
You do love Pocahontas.
I love Pocahontas.
You're carefully plotting your Pocahontas tattoo.
I want to do the Colors of the Wind leaves across my collarbone.
Which is, I
so badly.
I think that's super cool. I support it.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the Pocahontas movie.
But you support me getting this
tattoo.
And you know how much I loved it.
I like parts of the Pocahontas movie. It was just, this is where the Disney Renaissance ended for me, was Pocahontas.
And I think it was after that.
You think it was after that, yeah. But I think it was Pocahontas.
You also got to remember, 1995 when Pocahontas came out. This also was the same year that a Goofy movie came out. I just got a compliment on my Powerline jacket I was wearing today, by the way.
All the elder millennials love Powerline.
And in
1995... We see eye to eye.
I'm going to high-five that one. and also it was the year Toy Story came out. So, I mean, I understand.
Not Disney. It was Pixar.
No, it is. But now when you look back...
We just specifically said they're not the same thing at this time.
I 100% know.
Bob Iger made them the same thing.
That is true. But that was after. Yeah. But when we're looking back as elder millennials and we're going, what were the properties?
Yeah, it was specifically a shift to Pixar from Disney, because Toy Story was amazing and Pocahontas was not.
Was still amazing.
It's okay. You can be wrong. I support your like of Pocahontas because there is some good parts of it. It just was not for me. Some of the songs are very good, though.
Yes, they're excellent. And also... even then, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my Disney princesses, but even then, there was something that was, like, so awesome to me as, like, a 10-year-old watching this that, like, yes.
Oh, she slaps as a princess. She owns her stuff.
That she flat out was like, I'm not going to take this happily ever after because I have important things to do and you need to go do important things too. And
which was a big deal in 95.
Absolutely.
As well.
She saves the day. And she wasn't the first one to save the day. I mean, Ariel... literally saves Eric, and that was, you know, 6 years previous.
That
to
is
that.
Why I like Little Mermaid a little bit.
Sure,
more,
that is why.
Yeah.
4-year-old Brandon's like, huh.
I didn't know seashells could do that.
Yeah, defy gravity.
Yeah. No, that's different.
Totally different property. That came years later.
Yeah, that was Wicked.
That's a Wicked reference. And Belle from Beauty and the Beast is like my princess. But
I love Beauty and the Beast.
But
that movie slapped. But
that was the one that really spoke to me, especially as a kid. And so I really, really want the Colors of the Wind tattoo across my collarbone.
And that is a good idea.
Thank you. I'm just kind of scared because it would probably really hurt.
It almost certainly will. But I got a tattoo on my ribs.
That's
so
true,
fine.
And it was your second tattoo ever, which is crazy to me. So.
Meh. I do have a higher pain tolerance than you.
That is, true. But yeah, so that came out and I was really excited because, you know, I love Pocahontas and then the game was cool and stuff too. So that was my happy nerd thing. And then the nerd thing that's taking all my time and thoughts and energy and focus is not nerdy so much as just the thing. It is that we are moving.
The thing's in the Fantastic Four, though.
That is true. No. Also in the fourth teaser for Doomsday.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got some news about that, by the way. We're going to talk about it later. We do. But yes, we're moving. We're not moving far, but it's a lot of, like, chaos.
We are downsizing.
Yep. So that's most of the chaos.
So we can travel more.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are a travel podcast.
Which is awesome.
We're doing it all for the travel.
Yeah. Which I'm excited about. I'm excited about the end product. I'm not excited about the current situation.
It is a lot of work. Moving sucks, yeah. No matter which way. But when you're downsizing, you have to make some hard decisions.
Yeah,
and it sucks.
Yeah, and we are younger than a lot of people who downsize to travel. So there's also that.
I don't feel younger. I feel very old. But, you know, whatever.
But we are. That is what we are doing, and which is very exciting. But, yeah, we're kind of right in the middle of the chaos of it right now. So.
Chaos!
Boxes everywhere. Although, I did prioritize putting up my ear collection early.
You did.
There are literally boxes with our clothes in it, and I'm like, better put up the ears and my lounge flies.
And you have some lounge flies. And you have a whole wall painted like Tatooine.
I do have. Yeah, it's like very boho sunset, and then you look and you're like, huh.
Wait, there are two suns.
Huh. I'll have to take some pictures of some of the nerd stuff we've done in there.
Yeah.
Because, yes, I was like, I'm going to make a mural. And then you looked and you're like, that's Tatooine.
Yeah, yep. there's two suns.
There's two suns there.
There's two suns. Yeah.
You approve.
Oh, obviously.
I also have a big area organized for our popcorn bucket collection.
Which is a big thing. I'm kind of sad that we did not get the Yoshi popcorn bucket.
Yeah. That was good.
It was really good, but we don't live anywhere near a theater that was selling it, so you can get
it. We do have some good popcorn buckets, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's all my nerd stuff.
Cool.
Yep. We have one new episode of Daredevil to talk about. Spoiler-free this time. Gut Reaction, episode 4. Brandon, what did you think? There was only one episode this week.
Oh, only one?
Thank goodness.
The heck? That's half as many as last week.
That's true.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
I really like this one.
Yeah. They had a lot of build-up in the first three episodes. There was a lot of payoff. There was a lot of payoff. Might be the best cold open of any Disney Marvel TV show of all time.
I was trying to think of one I liked better. Other than like the super stylized specific things for WandaVision, which are their own entity. I'm talking like the 50s one and stuff when you're sitting there going, what the heck? But this was just...
But like as a cold open, like...
I think this is the best. I think it's one of the best cold opens I've ever seen.
Cold opens are TV royalty.
Yeah.
If you do it right.
Can you think of, not even Disney Plus, can you think of one that you like better than this ever?
A cold open? Yes. The fire drill in The Office.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is the gold standard for cold opens. And this was like... In the same conversation.
It was so good. So
completely different, obviously.
Obviously. But I was just sitting there the whole time going like, oh my God, what?
Cold opens are hard.
It was so good. It was so good.
But it's a TV thing that you can only do on TV, which is what the Marvel streaming shows have struggled with.
Yeah.
Conforming to the confines of a TV show.
Yeah, not just making a long movie and breaking it up into chunks.
Making a brilliant cold open like this, I really, 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 really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really good. I like that a lot. We also, this is not Disney, but also The Boys started.
Yes.
We watched the first two episodes of that.
Very good. Yeah. I love this satirization of the superhero genre that The Boys does.
Yeah.
I love, like...
I love satire in general, quite
frankly. I love satire in general, but I really like superheroes in general. And right. then, like... I don't mind that there's tropes and things like that in superhero stuff.
No,
and
I don't
like,
either.
And it takes a lot for me to get superhero fatigue, mm-hmm. which is, like, a big talking point.
Yeah.
But The Boys does good satire.
Yeah, well.
Which is very difficult to do these days.
Satire with quotation marks around.
Very difficult to do these days.
You gotta laugh to keep from crying.
It is... sadly very close to the reality we're living in, minus someone who can shoot lasers out of their eyes. So hats off to them for like trying to do satire in today's day and age. And I thought it was great.
I thought it was really well done. And I said before, I really like The Boys, but sometimes I'm like, I need to steel myself because it like hurts to watch.
Well, when they're doing the red pill manosphere talk, it's very cringe.
And I understand that that's supposed to be
it's
that way.
It's supposed to be that way, but it's still.
But I'm still like, I need a minute here.
It still and hurts then to hear out because, loud.
And why does that part hurt to hear? Because that isn't even like superhero stuff. That's just anyway, really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so the first two episodes of that came out. We also had Maul came out, but we haven't watched that yet. We're going to watch that later.
No, I will watch that when it's
I figure we'll probably just binge one after. Yeah, I am excited for this one, though. It looks really good, and I've heard some good things, so.
They do fantastic Star Wars animation, and this looks like another...
That's basically what I've heard.
Another entry in the amazing Star Wars animation. Yep. Yeah.
And I mean, people love Maul, so this makes sense.
They probably shouldn't have cut him in half in the first prequel movie. I'm just saying.
That's okay. In animation, he can do whatever you want. He can come back.
Somehow. Maul returned.
Yep. Let's head to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, we mentioned Doomsday News.
We did.
Okay. So, Easter was last weekend.
It was. Did you get any good chocolates?
I mean, yes, because I went and bought some when it was 50% off the next day.
Ah.
You had the same chocolate.
I did.
Yeah.
They were delicious.
Yes. Did you get any Easter eggs, Brandon?
Well, they posted some online, yes.
Okay, so on Easter, which is, of course, after we recorded last week.
Of course.
Robert Downey Jr.'s, I think he posted it across all his social media at the same time. Posted.
Yes, because it's advertising. That's how it works.
An image of Doom holding an Easter basket.
Huh, what a kind
of Easter eggs full of Easter eggs.
It was Easter eggs full of Easter eggs.
It was Easter eggs full of Easter eggs. Okay, so there was a symbol on each one of the eggs, but there were a couple exciting things on here.
Yeah.
So first of all, there was like one egg was like Ant-Man.
They were representing characters and or teams.
Yes.
Was the idea he was holding them. Like you say, they had Ant-Man.
Or Shang-Chi.
They had a Shang-Chi.
X-Men. Yeah.
Avengers.
Yes, that the new Avengers.
It had an asterisk, so it was technically new Avengers. Yeah. That one was cracked.
That was the only cracked one.
Which was interesting.
Fantastic Four.
That one had a Ghostbusters symbol.
The slash through.
No Fantastic Four.
Only one with a slash through it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, and then
it
had two eggs with symbols that had not been officially announced previously. And this is very exciting.
I would say so.
One was, we had a Doctor Strange symbol.
Ah, that's, I know him. He's like Sherlock Holmes or something.
Obviously. That was my Sherlock accent.
He also doesn't know how to say penguin properly.
Really?
Benedict Cumberbatch, he has a real problem with saying...
Penguin?
Pegwing?
Pegwing?
Google it. Benedict Cumberbatch cannot pronounce penguin.
All right. I remember when he started becoming really popular, and I was like, huh, I mean, like, yeah, okay, he's British and he's a Shakespearean trained actor, so like, he's really smart. I'm like, I get all that. And then I was watching Sherlock and I was like, oh no, I really get all that.
The British Sherlock is...
It's great. It does not hurt him and Watson. Like, that's... it's just... I love that
Martin
show.
Martin Freeman is a very good Watson, he is
And their dynamic is really good. Just, I really, really like that take on Sherlock. But anyway, yes, we have Doctor Strange. And this one was speculated previous to the chair announcement, which was over a year ago now.
Well, there's been rumors of Doctor Strange being in the next Avengers movie for a long time. Obviously, he's been kind of integral to the Avengers since he was introduced.
Yeah.
Infinity War and Endgame, he was a big part of that. And when it was supposed to be the Kang Dynasty and all that, he was supposed to be a major part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it transitioned to a Doom story, Doomsday, etc., he was still heavily rumored as being a big part of it, even in concept art and things like that. So
when the chair started, people were like, I was watching, and we've mentioned before when we talk about like YouTube channels we like watching and things like that, we've mentioned new rock stars before
several times. They are the I would say they're the premier Marvel speculators,
that, probably
that, like, there's some other channels that do it, but they're the most thorough. Responsible and thorough.
And they don't, they'll talk.
They're also entertaining. True. So,
they'll talk about rumors, but they won't, like, put them forward as being more, anything other than rumors.
They have better journalistic integrity than your average clickbaity thing.
But I remember them talking, and they're like, okay, who do we know is going to show up on these chairs? And who do we, after it started? And they had Doctor Strange on the who do we know is going to show up on the chairs?
Yeah.
And then he never did.
Never did.
So I just remember that, and they're like, what?
Shocking.
He was the surprise that he did. Him and at the time, Chris Evans.
I was like,
Thor was like the third one out. Never mind.
Hemsworth was definitely, I mean, I get there's lots of Chris's. I was like, no, Thor was on the chairs for sure.
Thor was like the second or third one on the
but
chairs.
But yeah, Chris Evans was not on the chairs.
And those
which
two
was
were
kind
people
of,
were kind of surprised
kind of a surprise.
By. And then they were like, oh, okay.
Heavily rumored. The trades had talked about them being already cast. Yeah. So,
but in this Easter egg basket, we got Doctor Strange symbol, which is exciting. So Doctor Strange is going to be in Doomsday.
Maybe.
Probably. But there was another egg that we had not seen before.
Pretty big egg.
It was a regular size egg, but it's a pretty big Easter egg on the regular size Easter egg. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And this I saw all over the place. Which Spider-Man?
It was, the egg was partially hidden, and the Spider-Man logos have somewhat different...
slight variances.
Like, the Tom Holland Spider-Man logo has been typically smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But since he met his other Spider-Bros...
Yep.
It has gotten a little bigger.
Yep.
So you don't know. The Spider-Man logo you could see on the egg, you can't tell if it's...
Hence all the conjecture.
The new Tom Holland, or if it's an Andrew Garfield, or a Tobey Maguire.
I feel like it's going to be Tom Holland or all three. I don't think it's going to be a randomly an Andrew Garfield.
I agree with that. It would be the main MCU Spider-Man or all three.
Unless they did something like where he's cutting out worlds and he goes and he cuts out like Tobey Maguire's world and you have
just
like a little
offs one of them.
Yeah, that would be the only way I could see that happening.
And if we see that, do we see them going to Eric Bana Hulk? Or,
well, that's what I mean. Like, where does that go then?
Because we have the old X-Men, so do we just go all old?
That actually might be kind of cool.
All old universes, and they...
Now, this is my biggest news. There's a couple other things, but I just want to talk about it for a little bit longer. Okay, so that's our theories on Spider-Man.
I like it. I don't think you want to do... Well, we have a Spider-Man movie coming up, which is going to... have implications on all this.
Yep. And X-Men.
We have Daredevil to finish, and then the Punisher, yep. who's going to be in the Spider-Man movie. So
yeah, it's all overlapping.
It's all connected. Which is what they wanted. That's that's the fun and speculation of having an interconnected movie universe. That's the best part of the MCU.
Exactly.
And it's all happening.
Yay. Again.
Yeah.
Been a while.
It's been a while.
Nice to have it back.
It has. Yeah.
Okay, but I want to talk about a couple other things.
Okay.
Because all my focus was on Spider-Man to begin with. But then I'm like, why is the Avengers the one that's cracked?
Well.
The new Avengers one.
I will speculate on that. Do you want me to speculate on
it? I want you to speculate on it. I want to speculate on it. The universe.
Okay. My speculation is there's actually, it's cracked because there's two different Avengers teams.
Mm-hmm.
This one is specifically purple with an asterisk, but there is two different Avengers teams with Sam Wilson, Captain America leading one of them.
Yeah.
And then you got the new Avengers with their purple logo.
Yes, the Thunderbolts.
The Thunderbolts. So I think that is what they're getting at, which is good,
because there's a rift between
there
the
should
two
be
Avengers.
There should be some story there.
Yep. Especially because we just had that like throwaway comments in the after credit scene of Thunderbolts, which, by the way, if you haven't seen Thunderbolts, go watch Thunderbolts. I'm gonna reference Thunderbolts here again in another piece of
Thunderbolts
news.
Slaps.
It is so good. So underappreciated, but like Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
So, or are they killing a bunch of them off?
Well, it could be both.
Yeah, could be both. And then why is the Fantastic Four the only one that has the slash through it?
Well, it has to, in my mind, because Doom needs... Like, Doom is first and foremost a Fantastic Four villain.
Right.
In my mind. Mm-hmm. But he's also one of the few that can just be an overall villain.
Right.
You got... It's funny because Galactus also... is super powerful and is traditionally a Fantastic Four villain. It's just it just goes to show you how important the Fantastic Four is to Marvel Comics in general.
Right.
They are called the First Family for a reason. They haven't been done justice in movies until this last one.
Yeah, you said you were pretty happy with this
one. I was pretty happy. I don't know if a lot of people got it.
Which is unfortunate,
but...
I don't think it was perfect, but I think it was really good.
It was, yeah. It wasn't a 10 out of 10, but it was probably like a 7.5.
Oh, and I would have given it slightly higher, but Fantastic Four doesn't mean as much to me as it does to you.
Yeah. It was certainly better than Fan-4-tastic with Miles Teller.
Right.
And the first Fantastic Four with Chris Evans and all them was fine.
What would you rate that out of 10?
Like a 5.
This was 7.5, that was
like
five.
A 5. and then the Silver Surfer sequel to that would have been like a 3. And then
the
like,
Miles Teller
would have been like a 1.
Okay.
that was straight trash.
Okay, so this is the best one we've had.
By far.
Okay.
It captured the family dynamic, which was very important.
Right.
But yeah, they have a slash through that because Dr. Doom and Reed Richards are supposed to be, like, eternal rivals.
So is this the equivalent of Doom drawing a mustache on his face kind of thing?
Kind
like,
of, yeah. And,
can
and,
I give you my
the
theory?
The very first time we've seen Doom was him, like, doing something with their son.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Here's my theory.
It must be bunnies?
It must be bunnies. That was last week. Mm. If Doom is going around, and there's a theory with him collecting children, or using them as bait,
there
taking
is
their powers.
A big time theory, because we have lots of children in play. Franklin Richards
from the teasers.
We have Captain America's son. Yep. We have Black Panther's son.
Mm-hmm. Well, Captain America's baby. We don't know if it's a son or not. He's just holding a baby.
Just because he got frozen, so we don't know if his soldiers are marching.
What? We don't know if it's his son or his daughter.
Oh, okay. True.
Okay. His child.
His child.
Okay.
His child. I think it's a son, but...
Probably, but I don't know. Thor's daughter.
Thor's daughter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love.
And so there's a lot of children
in play. And
then
you also have... Yes, it's Shuri, but in the last teaser, but our Black Panther did have a child.
Yeah, with, I forget her name.
His girlfriend.
His lady friend.
Which Shuri meets at the end of Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, it was very emotional.
Yes.
I teared up a little bit. No, I didn't.
I probably did.
You probably did. But yeah,
I teared up during that trailer, for God's sake. Anyway,
the trailer was very much more emotional than the movie.
We were talking about great trailers. And that
fantastic.
Was, yeah, that yeah. one was maybe one of my favorite trailers of all time. But the that I think that he's going along and he is going to destroy maybe a world from, like, different worlds. But he's going to start with Fantastic Four and he's going to kill their retro world.
The cool retro world? I don't know, because there's a lot of shots and talk of them being in that world. So I don't know if he's going to destroy that one right away.
Or if he's going to plan to. But we also had the ship coming to Earth.
Yeah, which is weird.
All right, so anyway.
I don't know.
This is really cool. This was big news. We've talked about it a long time. But this is exciting.
Well, it's Doomsday is the biggest thing that's happening this year.
Yeah,
so
unless you think Dune is.
Doomsday.
Yeah, we haven't moved anything yet, but
so that's the probably the biggest news is Dune has released a trailer like we talked about.
Yep.
And that ain't moving.
No, they've booked a bunch of IMAX.
They have exclusive rights on IMAX. Doomsday does not have exclusive rights in IMAX.
Right.
But they do have a YouTube countdown.
So I said that it would be really weak if they moved. I've changed my opinion on this. Because I thought it would be weak if they backed it up. However, the week before now has become open.
Well, they...
What was there? There was something there.
I don't know if there was anything.
No, there wasn't. It moved.
Meh.
But it moved, and so that week's completely open now.
So that, like, the Dune and Doomsday is theoretically scheduled for December 18th right now, which is the weekend before Christmas, which is a pretty good weekend. December 11th, the week before, is completely open.
Yep.
Yep.
It wasn't before, but it is now. And I mean, nothing was going to compete with that anyway. But, you know, gentleman's agreement.
So, odds are somewhat decent that Doomsday might move a week earlier.
And I was like, all you have to do is Doom messed with that countdown clock.
Doom arrives when he chooses.
Exactly.
Yeah. I could see it. I could see it.
Make it a week earlier.
Personally, when we have to travel to a theater, I would rather do a Doomsday doubleheader.
Oh, yeah. Book it for a weekend and just watch to make it a big day.
But for making money...
That's a week in IMAX. They can have that.
That I would say that they should probably not try and cannibalize each other as much as possible. There's a lot of overlap. It's not a Barbenheimer situation.
I know. Everyone's likening that to them.
It's
like,
not.
That's not
it's
the
not.
Same thing.
It's not.
The reason that worked is because of the significant contrast with it.
They were very contrasty. Like, I mean, there was overlap. A lot of people saw both.
Yeah, including us. But.
But a lot of people that want to see both of Doomsday and Dune Part 3 are not going to be able to sit through 6 hours of movies.
Oh, it's going to be more than 6 hours. I'm sure both are 3.5 hours.
You're probably correct.
Right? And
which is crazy.
I don't know how many things I saw when it was Barbenheimer where, like, a couple would go and he'd go see Oppenheimer and she'd go see Barbie. Or it would be like a big joke, like, which one are you going to see? Yes, some people saw both. Most, it was like a competitive thing.
Sure.
So, and that's just not going to happen here. Any other news? Big news?
I don't think so.
There was some X-Men chatting, some speculation, some heavy...
X-Men is somewhat speculated for July 2018. There's some talk that we might get some serious cast announcements.
Yeah.
In very, very short order.
Yeah.
But we have nothing yet, so we don't know.
But people are chatting about it anyway. Yeah, so let's head to the main topic. At the park. Pretty short main topic today, Brandon. This week.
Wow, I have no idea. So you're gonna tell me.
It's a surprise. Okay. So next week we're gonna do our Q&A episode. So this is
that sounds for question and answer.
It's true. This is my
I helped.
You're so helpful. This is my first reminder to send me your questions. I have some. I would like some more.
Send them. They're on Instagram.
Mostly Instagram, yeah. Or you can email us.
Yeah, you can email us. Yeah. That'd be good.
All the ones I have so far are on Instagram. Okay, Brandon.
That's me.
We have played before.
We have.
Would you rather?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm scared now.
But we're going to have the Would You Rather Worst Edition. We are going...
So I'm supposed to pick the worst thing?
No, hold on. We are going to pretend you are traveling to Disneyland in California from Calgary.
That is a weird thing to pretend, because I've done that many times. Yes,
but everything is going to go wrong.
Oh.
And so there's going to be categories.
I didn't plan at all.
No. There's like some things that you just can't avoid.
Okay.
Okay? So like there are different rounds. Round one is going to be the flight. Round two is going to be the hotel. Round three. And each time something's going to go wrong. But you're going to pick what is your... The best worst case scenario in each option.
Okay, the best out of two bad situations.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Sure.
Okay, round one, your flight.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather... Oh, hold on. Would you rather have a super early departure, so you only have 2 hours of sleep, or have... two layovers in order to save $150.
Do I save $150 in both scenarios?
Nope, just the two layovers one.
I'd rather have a super early departure.
I agree with you. Round two, you get to the hotel. But see, neither of those things are ideal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you have 2 hours of sleep. You get to the hotel. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, would you rather check into the cheap motel with paper-thin walls with a cheerleading team next door, or have a great room but it has terrible shower pressure and no coffee in the room?
Wow. Give me an M. Give me an I. Give me a C. Give me a K. Give me a D. Give me a Y. I'll stay by the cheerleaders, I guess. I don't know.
Water pressure helps me wake up in the morning.
Yeah, and coffee.
And coffee. Yeah, but sometimes we get coffee.
And coffee.
And coffee, okay. But I'm like, as long as there's... See, in this scenario, there's not access to coffee. Because we've stayed in rooms with no coffee, but there's coffee in the lobby, or there's coffee in the breakfast room, or there's coffee somewhere. In this one, there's no coffee.
Yeah, no, that's a super-duper deal breaker for me in my life, general life. So I will take the cheerleaders.
I can sleep through cheerleaders.
Sometimes cheerleaders, they need to be at Disneyland. And, yeah. Bring us all a little bit of cheer.
After doing a couple days at Disney, I can sleep through cheerleaders.
And also...
So can they.
They can sleep, too. You didn't say that they're actually doing an active cheer...
And it's just a cheerleading team.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not a hockey team. That's a problem.
That's true. The girls would just spend a lot of time, like, doing their hair and makeup.
Yeah, anyway. They would be showering and stuff. That wouldn't be a problem.
For me, I need that water pressure.
Water pressure is important.
Right? You wake up after two or three hours of sleep, and then you're just like...
I've been in a shower that has very poor water pressure. It's not a pleasant
experience. It helps
experience.
Wake me up. Yeah. It's like, I'm thinking going to Disney, right? All right. We leave the hotel. We get to the parks. Okay? Would you rather end up park hopping at the worst possible times? You have it planned, and you get there, and the lineup's just insane. Or...
That's impossible.
Have a rope drop attempt where Everything is delayed. Long line at security. Long line getting to the park. Long line.
I would rather have a rope drop attempt that just goes wrong because you would do everything you could. Mm-hmm. And sometimes things just go wrong. And then you got to roll with it. We had a bad rope drop experience once. If I park hopped at the wrong time, then I would take that personally because I planned it wrong. So, there you go.
I get that. We had our first rope drop morning when we were there for New Year's. Didn't go very well because everything was down. That was unavoidable.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Pivoted, right? You pivot.
It's fine.
I get it. You'd rather have the forces against you than yourself against you.
If I parked hopped at the wrong time, I'd be like, well, I shouldn't have done this. That was stupid.
Right, and you'd be mad at yourself.
Whereas rope drop, there's only one rope drop time. So if you did it wrong, there's no doing it wrong. It's just things are wrong. So it's okay.
Right. Okay. It's time to eat.
Oh, I like eating.
All right. So, would you rather have long lines every single time and place you try and eat, or mobile order everything, but there's never a table? And both of these happen all the time, by the way.
Well, I would mobile order, and there's probably not a table, so there you go.
I would rather do that just because we're used to it. That's fine. That's just what
the... Eat on a trash can, like a Disney pro. There you go.
That's right. Or in line. We've done that. We've done leaning against a fence. We've done...
Yeah. I mean, that's not even a question.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't stand in line like a pleb.
There are 6 rounds, and then there's a bonus round. So round 5.
Oh.
This is rides now. So we did the park strategy. We ate some food. Now we're going to talk rides overall.
These have not been difficult questions so far. So,
would you rather?
Yeah.
Have a 90-minute wait for Radiator Springs and then it breaks down while you're in line.
Ooh.
Or would you have a 60-minute wait for Indiana Jones, which you get to ride, but it's in full B mode?
Yeah, I would rather ride the ride.
Yeah, I was gonna say Guardians, but I knew that one answer already.
What is full B mode for Indiana Jones?
When everything was broken. Like, the boulder wasn't working, he wasn't moving, the snake wasn't working. When all the stuff isn't working, but the ride's still open. Which we rode many times.
Sure. It'd be Indiana Jones.
It was just basically in B mode for months. Like, years. But then they would fix one thing, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's fine. I think that's fine. The big thing is the boulder is part of it.
If you sit 90-minute wait and then the ride doesn't work, then you just wasted 90 minutes.
That's right. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's kind of a
My
dumb
hope
question.
Is if you are 90-minute wait and it breaks down, it didn't say on whether or not you're on the ride yet and you get your
I don't think you get your fast pass. I don't think so. That's not...
It would be better if you did. Okay. Round 6. Would you rather have blisters on day 1 or the weather completely changes and you've packed completely wrong mid-trip?
I'll go with weather. Blisters are very painful. Have had them on day 1. It's not pleasant.
You can buy a hoodie.
But you can super duper buy a hoodie. It's just an excuse to shop.
I was going to say, literally, I know people who... It's me. I'm people.
You're people.
Who will plan like, oh, it's going to be kind of chilly, but I'm not going to pack a hoodie in that way. I'm people.
It's an excuse to shop. They have a lot of cool merch.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I agree with you. Okay. Ready for the optional. I mean the bonus, not optional. So, for each one now, I'm going to go back, tell you what your answer was, but then you have to decide how it would be even worse.
Okay.
So, you take your answer and be like, but then this happens.
Mm.
Okay. So, for the flight, you said you would rather have the super early departure on, like, 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
How would that be worse? Like, what could go wrong that would make it worse?
Your flight's canceled, and it's not rescheduled for another day.
Oh, that would be so much worse.
Yeah.
Miss your whole first park day.
Yeah.
Totally worst. The absolute worst. You voted for the cheer team next door at your hotel with the super thin walls. How would that get worse? You've made your peace with the cheer team.
Yeah.
And now?
Yeah. Now it is the first week of Coachella. and it's a bunch of hippies that are raving all night on acid.
That is so much worse than cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so you have cheerleaders on one side and then the acid trippers on the other?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Nope, terrible. Okay, mm-hmm. You would rather have a rope drop attempt gone awry. Bad mm-hmm. rope drop attempt.
Right.
But how? What makes it even worse?
You forgot to buy tickets.
You get there, and there are no tickets.
There's no reservations left.
That is the worst thing.
Yeah.
Guess you have a pool day.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's on you, man. That is.
It is, but that would make it worse.
That is true. Your food problems. You would rather mobile order but never find a table.
Mm-hmm.
What makes that situation worse?
You mobile order something that is no longer available.
Wouldn't you just order something else then? Oh, you mean you get there and it's not available anymore.
It's not.
So you waited to pick up your mobile order.
And they say, nope. Do you want to try again? And
so then you have to wait and find another place. And I see what you're saying. Okay.
They would probably accommodate you, but it would still would be still not be worse. It would still not be what you
especially
wanted.
Especially if you are having trouble finding a spot and you're kind of tired and you finally get food and, oh, no, just kidding. You don't get food.
Mm-hmm.
For the ride one, the radiator springs breaking down after a 90-minute wait. What would make it even worse?
You being the next one on the ride, but you are not on the ride, so they don't give you a complimentary fast pass.
That is terrible.
That is the worst position to be in.
That would be absolutely the worst. Oh, wait.
Plus, you also bought a fast pass to get in there, and you still didn't get on, and they kick you out.
If you buy the individual lightning lanes,
yeah,
do they reimburse you for that?
I have no. Are they better? If I bought one and I didn't get on the ride, I would be at customer service.
I bet customer service would help with that.
I'm just saying, like,
that would make it worse. Yes.
For a regular lightning lane, if you scanned your lightning lane and the ride breaks down and you leave the line, you don't get your lightning lane.
No,
back.
That's true. I'm just not sure about the individual ones, like
I've never played for individual Lightning Lane. I'm just trying to imagine the worst case scenario.
That is the worst case scenario. Oh, and that would be terrible. Like, I would hope that if you were like standing there to get on the next car, but there's all those people who would be like next to get in the little.
Yeah, there's always someone else. Where do you cut off? Where do you?
That's
cut
terrible.
It off?
Okay, blisters on day one.
Mm-hmm.
You said was the worst, so you'd much rather. Have you packed the weather changes?
Yeah,
you didn't pack for the weather, but make it worse.
There is a horrific global-ending earthquake.
Okay, well that
on day one, because it is California.
Yeah, that's true.
Mariana's Trench has ripped open. And you don't get to go to Disneyland anymore because the Rock has to do the Rock things, and there you go.
I guess that would make it worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't say how.
That's true. I should have been a little bit more specific.
Yeah, probably. 9.0 on the Richter scale.
World ends.
Mickey's Wheel of Death became literal.
Oh,
hope
no.
You weren't on it at that time.
Oh, my God. All right. That was it. That was my last question. That's the way to end with a bang.
Yeah, there's probably lots of bangs
screaming.
With a 9.0 on the Richter scale. No, yeah.
Probably many. That's scary. You made it worse. Good job.
Hey. Don't mess with my imagination.
I'm a little concerned.
Everything can always be worse. I promise you.
It's true. A lot of the things before you made them worse.
Which is a good attitude to take when you're going to Disneyland. Everything can always be worse. Your worst day at Disneyland is probably not that bad.
Yes. When you're like, everything can always be worse, you're like, well, that sounds very. But when you say it like that, yeah, exactly.
We've talked
about this.
It's probably not that bad.
We had an episode.
It's probably really good, actually.
We have an episode a couple years back called What Disney Can't Control the Weather.
Yeah, we did do that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's because when we came back from our New Year's trip, which was, like, awesome, there were a lot of really grumpy people because it rained a lot. The weather, and a lot of rides were down.
The weather was horrific.
And then but you know what? Saying,
the earth didn't open up from a 9.0 Richter scale earthquake. It's true. So
it could still be worse.
It was fine.
And that's what we said. We're like, okay, yeah, we got rain on.
An extreme example, but still.
But we were still at Disney. Yeah, that ride broke down, but other ones were open. Like, it is, like you said, your worst day at Disney, you're still a pretty good day.
Pretty good.
So I like that was a funny way to say that. Yes, at least it's not a 9.0. Put that on a shirt. Okay. Any other what could make it worse comments? Was this a funny way to do would you rather?
I suppose so.
Instead of picking, like, you're still picking the best, best of two terrible options.
I was going to get real political there for a second, and then I didn't, so it's
You'll have to tell me when we stop recording.
Yeah, sure.
So that's our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. So if you want to email us your questions there, that is totally fine.
Questions! I will answer them. Answer them very honestly.
That is concerning.
Yeah, it should be. But also, you should ask them.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm a little worried now. Yeah. I didn't mean to get so high-pitched.
Yeah.
But also, messaging me those through Instagram is the thing I'm on the most, so that's also viable.
Yeah, hit us with your best shot.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thanks. And if you haven't yet, you should do that. It helps others find us and is just awesome. And if you want to be awesome and not get swallowed by a 9.0 earthquake, this is your way to save yourself.
Yeah, we will save you from the 9.0 earthquake.
Right.
Probably.
Possibly.
If you leave a review.
Yes, a good one.
Yeah.
And hopefully a question as well. Next episode is that Q&A, so make sure you're sending us your questions. Next episode might be our last one recording in this room, so I'm not sure how the sound's going to be in the next room. We'll have to give her a go.
Give her a go. It's been very good.
This one has worked out really well. Drop ceilings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And we only have one microphone, which is
it's surprising. Yeah.
I think it sounds good. I don't know. Okay. I give us a pat on the old back, but
yeah. It is an old back now. It's actually an older back than when we started doing this.
Extremely old. Extremely. Yes. Thank you for that.
Because you're old. That was my joke.
Okay.
Okay. So am I.
Yeah. Much older you are,
So much. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
Until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Questions! I will answer them. Answer them very honestly.
That is concerning.
Yeah, it should be. But also, you should ask them.